Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Hi, Jessica.
June.
It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring.
Is that old man Meatball? Is he in the room?
Okay, breaking news.
Yeah.
Meatball gets his feeding tube, and also his feeding tube out today.
Yeah!
In a matter of hours.
The so big guy's back!
He's back. The bitch is back.
Yeah. And I knew it. I knew it. It's not his time. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy, Jess. He's really his old self again.
I knew it.
Oh, God. It's giving me strength and fortitude. It really is. He's being a little bitch at points, you know?
Yeah, stubborn
in all his ways.
He's a bulldog. By their very nature,
they are stubborn. Now, I saw you post something on Insta. I saw a story I wanted to talk about. Not a headline, folks, but an actual story on Insta that Jessica posted where it was a picture of a little dog.
And you said,
that's for me. That puppy's mine. Tell me all that's going on. I mean, I've heard a little bit. It's so hard because I know you were trying to buy dogs off of Craigslist.
Yeah.
So well, it's hard to keep track of who's staying, who's going, who's earmarked to arrive, who's in shipping. I just want to track all the dogs that are coming and going right now.
All right. Let me just give you that quick update. But then I also, please remind me, I have an Easter vision for all of us. And it involves your backyard.
Okay. Great.
Put a pin in that. Okay. Nope. We're coming back to that.
Okay, great.
So basically, I don't know if you remember the breeder I talked to, Julie from Pawtastic Doodles,
who had
the same cancer that my best friend Kelly had. I have felt like she and I were brought together by the fates. We say, I love you when we get off the phone. I mean, none of this is a surprise to anybody. But we have been waiting for a specific type of Cavapoo that doesn't shed at all and is perfectly hypoallergenic for BB because we have to take her twice a week to shots. Again, I walk rescue dogs three times a week. Emma is a rescue dog, but we have to be sure, the doctor said, that it's a poodle, basically.
Listen, I understand. I was a child who got an allergy shot every week.
Thank you.
I could never be around animals. So really I totally
unpleasant.
Understand.
It's really unpleasant. Anyway, I have said to Julie, take the wheel. You are to choose the dog for me. And so we've had a couple misses where she's like, I think this is, nope, it's not your dog.
Okay.
And finally she said, this litter coming up is your dog. One of the parents is a therapy dog for a vet. And the other one is the cutest mommy you've ever seen. And this is your dog, but they don't always have a lot of puppies. So I don't know if there's going to be a girl, but I'm praying that this is your dog. Well, the most perfect dog was born on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, Erin Gobra.
Its name is Clover currently because it was a theme. She gives the theme. This woman is truly like, she is... It's divine. She said when she got her cancer, she said, I'm going to breed dogs so that everyone can have the perfect dog that they need. You know, she does a lot of therapy dogs. Anyway, it's coming to us May like 17th. The eyes have not yet opened. We are abuzz in this house.
Wow, Jess.
And she is perfect. She's perfect. And, you know, she's just perfect. She's sent from heaven. So we don't know what her name's going to be. Bibi's getting very excited. And, you know, listen, Emma's already pooping everywhere anywhere, so it doesn't really matter.
You know, I have felt that way about kids. It's like when you have young kids, like you're already doing the shit. Yeah. You're not sleeping anyway.
So it's like, I've taken up the rugs. The rugs are already gone. Like, it's like, I don't even know where the rugs are anymore. They're not here.
And I know we've talked about it before, but I don't think people realize it because I didn't really understand that what happens to your home once you have a dog. And I know there's different type of dogs that are easier, but it's like, you really have to say like, oh, all that money I spent on the furniture, all that money I spent on the rugs.
The floors.
The floors, like that's over. That's gone.
There's something with claws walking around on your floors.
It's literally, an animal is on the loose. So you have to like be okay with that.
Exactly. And I just, it's been such a beautiful journey. Now, would I love to go to Utah and stay with Julie for like 3 weeks and help her whelp some dogs? Yeah, I would. I'm not going to have the time to do that, but I do believe Julie will be in my life forever. And and it's been such a special journey to like wait, you know, it's like Advent. It's like Christmas. It's like waiting for a prize and a present and a special thing. It makes it all the, you know, it's like planning for a trip. That's part of the excitement of it. So I'm just so excited to share it all with you. And I really do think, Emma, you know, listen, we're day to day with her in terms of her health, but I do think because the dementia has sort of made her, only her animal brain is on, her reptile brain is on.
I didn't know she had another one.
Well, you know, that brain that connects to humans has been turned off. She doesn't quite, and it's so sad, but the only positive is that she used to not really care about other dogs, but now she loves other dogs.
Wow.
So I think it might help, you know, to have a little something to interact with and, you know, and obviously we'll keep them very separate when she needs to sleep, which is most of the day. So listen, more is more.
Listen, I agree. And I think some of these things in life, we just can't, the logistics of it are neither here nor there. You know what I mean?
It's like having a baby. It's like, when's the right, that's why I say always to the young women that I come into contact with. And what Julia said to me, when is it going to be the right time?
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking do it. Let's just do it.
It's because it's actually never the right time.
It's never the right time. Now, I'm really glad I didn't buy that dog in the park. You know, I know. Listen, Lila's glad about that.
I mean, I love what you're saying, though, about waiting. And I think we live in a culture and an economy and all that jazz where we just are, you know, there's an immediacy to our lives. We can access any content we want at any point. We can order things really quickly. We don't put a premium on what it is and what the experience is of patience, of waiting, of looking forward to something, and of taking our time to do it right.
Do it right and wait for that right baby.
Yes.
You know, that right little puppy that, you know, watch and wait. She hasn't opened her eyes yet. That'll be exciting. You know, we'll get the whole place set up. So, yes, I'm so excited and I appreciate it. I don't know why so much has been going on. I didn't mention it. But and also Dan was like, you know, the only thing is I'd rather not have a small dog. I don't think this dog's going to be much bigger than a purse. I don't know.
That's always the funny thing about dogs is like you really don't know. I feel like with human children, it's like I have an idea of where you're going to land.
Roughly.
But with dogs, it's like we don't know what we're getting into.
Now, I would like to also put out, okay, I have my Easter vision that I'm going to get to, but I'd also like to put out like I wouldn't be opposed to doing a calendar of our dogs. Meatball, Kulop's dogs, Danielle's dog, you know, just a calendar.
Idea.
And I would love for like
let's
kids.
Let's put a calendar together. Let's donate the proceeds to
the
Ukraine.
Three people who buy it.
Yes. And to the humanitarian crisis that's happening there. We will pick one of the many incredible organizations we've discussed on the show. And let's put a calendar together.
Dan will take the pictures. He's so good. You know, you've seen.
Of course, I've seen his photos. I already have some pretty spectacular pictures of Meatball. I want to get this thing into
production. Let's get a calendar out there. Now, I'd love to get some in costume. Like, I'd love for Sydney and Gus and BB to be some just one day, short day of costuming for the dogs. Okay.
And wait, just, so you're saying they put costumes on the dogs?
Dogs, yes. We put
okay. Well, Cool Up, obviously, I mean, she is.
She comes with costumes.
She comes with costumes, and her dogs are always dressed to the nines, you know. Meatball is currently, I think you know this, but he's been wearing athleisure. Okay. For.
Yeah, like BB's going to
last want 4 weeks because it holds up his feeding tube. So,
like, BB's going to want him in a coach hat yes. and like a whistle. You yes. know, I just want to like. Just have some fun pics and then some, you know, on the beach, you right. know, some whatever. But I just want one photo shoot day.
Oh, I love that idea.
Oh, here's the other thing. Okay, and then I really do need to get to Easter. Okay, so last night, like 10 p.m., I start getting into it with a deep diver on DM. And she says to me, now I've already been back and forth, lovely. I knew she wasn't, you know, nobody who DMs me is anything but lovely. She says, Jessica, I need to tell you about something I did. I took boudoir photos. I had a boudoir photo shoot from an this sounds wild, okay? I was like, tell me more.
Yeah.
She goes, listen, I have never been comfortable with my body or my sexuality or with men. And an Instagram ad, okay, came up.
God.
So crazy. So she said an Instagram ad comes up for this company and it says, we will, an all-female company, and we take these beautiful, sexy photos of you. And just for you. And she said, God damn it, I just clicked yes. And then I was flipping out. They don't give you the location until 4 days before the shoot. Okay, hear me out, because I know this seems insane.
You, Jessica, you know I've done this before.
Wait, with a professional photographer?
With a boudoir photographer, yes.
Okay, so she did it, and she sent me the photos, and God damn it, are they the sexiest motherfucking
photos? Yeah, I've done this before. You need to do this. I did this years ago, but I can't recommend it enough.
She said it was life, literally life-altering.
Yes, and what's so interesting is the experience, because God, I can't even fucking remember. I did it before I got married. I can't remember who this woman was, but she, and I don't even know how I found her. I remember where she lived, like deep in, you know, Glassell Park, but she, her whole business is boudoir photos of women that they can take for themselves, for a partner, whomever. And it's her. She has a hair and makeup team.
Yes.
And
a stylist.
They're all women. Yes. And she has clothes, and you can bring your own lingerie or you can use props, and there's a whole setup, and the lighting is stunning in her studio. And the experience of having women behind the camera who are telling you you look beautiful and taking these photos and encouraging you to be comfortable with yourself and celebrate your body, it is kind of life-changing. I highly recommend it.
I highly recommend it. Of course you've done it. That's what she said. She was like, the stylist meets you in the lobby, like takes you up. She said, I had bought like a bra and underwear set at 8 p.m. the night before. I was so freaking out. And she's like, and there they are, like, encouraging and saying, like, put your, like, let's put your leg like this. Let's put your. And she said, and at the end of it, I looked at myself, these pictures, these unretouched photos she sent me. Now, Dan was like, this is fucking bananas, Jessica. I don't even want to say boundaries because you don't have any, like, I
the ship. Receiving those photos, I'm very worried. And I'm worried that I know now, too.
The ship has sailed for me. Okay. And I really do appreciate her sending them to me because I didn't really understand. I wouldn't have understood what
and just
these
a
were.
Quick question. Did you solicit them? Did you ask?
I didn't
for them?
Ask. I didn't ask, but I probably would have.
You
but I didn't
definitely
ask.
Would have.
I definitely yeah. didn't ask, but they were so classy. I want you to understand, like, well, these were classy photos. And she said she looked at it
me,
and she
I
thought,
know.
She thought, I deserve to have all the sex. I deserve to have all the special things in life. Like, I deserve it. I am a beautiful, sexual woman.
Oh, I love it.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. So no, I will.
I also think that there's something to be said for we are inundated, even with like new movements around celebrating all shapes and sizes. We are still inundated with harmful messaging around our bodies and very little representation of what an acceptable like female body is allowed to look like and allowed to be considered appealing and sexual.
Yes!
We have so few there's just no modeling for that. And the idea of putting yourself into the magazine, putting yourself
That's
into
what
one
it
of
was.
Those
it looked
images.
Like a goddamn, it looked like a goddamn lingerie ad. Yeah, in the best
it's
way.
So powerful. Now, I don't know where my photos are, and I did never signed anything, and I hope it's all okay. I really think it is, actually, though.
I know it is
because I know that woman, and I don't know her, and I don't have her. I don't have any contact.
It'd be great to get the files.
But
I don't know.
She sent me the files. I remember how careful she was and how important this work was to her. I don't know about all her firewall settings, and you know, there's some lingering questions. But I'm okay with it. And honestly, Jess, gotta tell you, if those photos did get out there,
that's fine with me.
That's actually quite fine with me.
It's fine with me.
If it was a whoopsie doopsie,
yeah,
you know, it's and somehow
fine
they
with
were leaked.
Okay. Well, you know, it was interesting because the moment I saw these photos, I thought, I want to do it. But then I thought, I'd have to get my stomach together. And I thought, what the fuck, Jessica, for all the shit you say, I don't deserve it until. And also, like, I had a 10-pound baby. Like, my stomach, I think, just like my boundaries, like,
yeah.
That elasticity ship has most likely sailed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting to me that I feel like I don't deserve it until this thing that will never happen, and that sexuality is for the young and the fit and the, you know, and the perfect and the undone, you know, bodies. It's like, whoa, what am I carrying around? That's
Jessica.
Crazy. I'm just being
First of
I'm
all,
just being honest.
And that's powerful to be honest like that. And I appreciate that.
Whew.
And that takes my breath away, but it's just not, you know, it's not true. And if anything, I would say, like, we know so much, you know so much more about your body now.
Our bodies, to quote Beyonce, like, have those babies, you know, strong enough to bear the babies and get back mm-hmm. to business. It's like, that's, and what am I want to model? You know, even like the bikinis of the world, like, I always was a bikini person. And then I had BB and I was like, I'm no longer a bikini person. That's not for me. And you go to the beaches of Italy, France, these women, they're 75, 80-year-old women in straight-up bikinis.
Oh, God, I love it. I love it.
And often with so much jewelry on, like, you think they're going to drown, especially in Italy. They do not go to that beach without their hoops and their gold and their bangles, and because you are dressed and you're often in a heel, like in a little
kitten. That's a new way to look at it.
And you are adorned.
Like, I can't put my sunblock on if I have my jewelry on.
Oh, no, no. You are adorned.
Okay. I'm learning something right now. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
It's an outfit. You're not showing up in your shorts, in your khaki shorts.
I have been
shorts.
Confused.
Yeah, we have. Real confused.
I have
real
been
confused.
Wrong and strong on that one. Fuck. Okay. Because, by the way, this is all really important for me as I am headed next weekend to Miami to party in the city where the heat is on.
Where? Jennifer Lopez, where and why and what?
So, by the way, Jess, if you want to come, you're welcome to
Please
come.
Tell me what's happening.
Okay, you're welcome to come. So this was sort of put together, you know, by on a whim. And now I'm still in my 90 days post-COVID, and I'm really trying to get my money's worth.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh, I agree.
I'm this really is the time to go there. For it. So I'm going for Pride weekend.
Oh, my God.
With some friends. My girlfriend Julia is coming from New York. Casey will be there. Cool Up will be there.
Oh.
Got a hotel room. Just going to have a good fucking time.
Oh, my God.
Want to come?
That sounds really
Wanna
good.
Want to come?
Yeah, you're going to give me all those details.
Okay, great.
Wow, 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 okay, great. Wow. Miami.
Miami.
Miami is where it's at now.
Why not?
I've decided Miami is it. And when we do have a deep dive, like, retreat, when we, like, get together, I always thought it'd be like Napa Valley. Ooh, no.
It might be South Beach.
Miami. I'm going yes. to Miami. Miami.
Yes.
Yes.
Why not? And so this is an important conversation for me as I'm right now, like, frantically trying to figure out what to wear there. And I have approached the beach and pool time on a very sort of like, as a very basic white lady. And I believe I have been wrong. And
cover
I stand
ups.
In that.
Lizzo yeah, says, like, go into the pool shit. What's her? She says, in their swimwear, go into the pool shit.
That's
yes?
Right.
Because she's like, that's part of reclaiming.
Yes.
Is so like, get your stuff. It should be coordinated as if you were on camera. I want to know what would they put you in if, like, Brianna was going to the pool.
And here I am worried about, like, what, you know, what can go in the water. Like, I'm worried about the water as though I'm, like, a six-year-old.
You may never get in the water.
And I may never get in there, huh?
Okay. But I want you in, like, a matching, and I don't know where we go, like, to, like, the mall to just add water or whatever those places are. But, like, there are places where, yes, it coordinates with the cover-up and it coordinates with wow. the shoes. And I want you in a little espadrille with the heel. Like, I don't want us flip-flopping our way into the pool. I want you in a beautiful brimmed hat, like, that should coordinate. Like, I want you with a beach bag. I don't want you lugging some strange ass purse to the pool. Like, I want you coming correct.
Usually,
and I want
it's
you
like
stretched.
Sometimes it's like the, you know, the hairdryer bag from the hotel that I'm like stuffing a Kindle in and some sunblock.
I want you drenched in gold, fake or otherwise.
Okay.
I want you
real gold,
Kindle Abby,
in the water.
Please tell okay. tell Abby what. Please send me just a few links. Let's go
get
hard.
This together.
Let's go hard.
Okay.
As okay. hard as you went for your Palm Springs trip, the Gucci trip where you guys all dressed
yeah.
like insane. That was the weirdest fucking trip I've ever seen in my life. Where you posed on tennis courts. You never looked better in those little shorts. So it's not that. Yes, those looks too for the nighttime and out. But I want you just like Miami is a place to be seen. Okay. Jennifer Lopez, love don't cost a thing. Okay. Sure. She's in a ton of gold. She's throwing it out of the convertible in that hot, hot video.
All right. Okay. So I've been wrong. I will own that.
Love for you guys to rent a convertible.
Listen, Jess, I really do want you to consider coming.
Sounds great. Yes.
I will say, you know, sometimes I know you're going to talk to me about Easter and what is being planned in my backyard, and I'm curious about that. But I do want to follow up with you. You know, cool.
I'm having it.
I did give you a call to
action. No. It's all happening.
Okay. So can we get an up? Where are we?
Okay. I just have to get a date. All the things are in place. I've ordered the placemats. Yes, we're doing it, but I don't know when Easter is, but let me just, don't worry, that's happening.
Genuinely don't know when Easter is.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to admit to everyone on the podcast, I have been really struggling with dates and I have a lot going on that I'm trying to like manage in my life right now. And I'm like,
me too.
Spring break really.
It's April 17th. It's April 17th.
Today?
No, April 17th is Easter. No, today, is it even April yet? I don't know.
Listen, April 17th is Easter. Okay.
So it's maybe not your backyard. Maybe it's Casey's.
Well, what is it?
What's maybe it's event? Pull-ups. Okay. Okay. So here's what I envisioned. So I was taking BB to day camp because, of course, they have school off. While I was sitting in the car, I get an email from Cost Plus World Market. Okay. A place that often I overlook, and I don't know why, for holiday decor. And it said, it's bunny time. You know, it's bunny time. And so I clicked on it and I had this vision. I'm like, oh my God, we should throw a massive egg hunt. We should have a spring for all the kids. And I want them dressed. I want them dressed in their Easter finest.
Possibly, yes,
if that's okay with everyone. Of course, I don't have family here, so I know that. But I want a massive egg hunt. I will do the legwork. I just need the backyard.
Okay, great. I'm happy to host it. I love this.
Okay. And I want the kids, again, like, I wanted them to know, like, this is a massive egg hunt. And that's going to be, yes.
We did attend one at Morgan's years ago before the pandemic.
We did.
And were you there, Jess?
No.
I remember.
It was happening, but I had my family here or something. But yes, that's what I mean. I want all generations. I want older kids.
And it was so cute because the older kids were in charge of like putting the eggs out for the smaller kids.
It's time to make. And I want friends from all areas. Who cares? Everybody's invited. We'll obvious. Oh, you know where we should do it? We should do sweet butter. We'll order. We'll split the cost. We'll order the buffet. We'll put it out. And we'll just fucking have so much fun.
I love it. Okay, I love it.
Great. I'll do the legwork because you've got COVID brain.
I have major COVID brain, but I'm happy to host it. I'm happy to attend it wherever.
Great.
You just tell me. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I want every child turned out.
Understood. You know, I do matching outfits all the time for
Thank
the kids.
You. I want seersucker. I want a picture.
You got it.
Okay. Dan you will pick me lots of pictures. Okay.
Oh my gosh, Jess. Well, this is thrilling news about Easter. And
it's going to be great.
Lot to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I'll get planning. Yeah. Kulop can do the scapes, of course.
Obviously.
Well, I don't know. Kulop might be hosting 400 members of her family, so we'll have to touch in on that. But maybe that's the other thing is people can just come from the egg hunt. You know, it's not like, you know, I'd love to see her dogs in costumes, you know, like in Easter bonnets, you know. I'd love any dogs that are well enough would love to have them come.
I know. I hate that so many dogs are.
Emma will not be able to attend. Okay. And Meatball might be able to come out to say like a little wave, you know, and then back in for his nap. But we'll, you know, I definitely get to ones out that can get out. Would be great.
I just can't with these dogs. They really do need to, like look alive, honestly.
I know. It's just what I came down to this morning was nothing short of a crime scene. And I couldn't.
Can you actually, and I'm sorry to get into the nitty gritty deep divers, fast forward if this is like honestly too much to listen to, but I am actually curious, like what, cause you were the one that told me about Bolex.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, Folex. Yes.
Well, that's if you have rugs. I have sensed that ship has sailed. When I tell you, it was just like what had happened. Like what had happened in the night. Just everywhere. Like,
now, is she crated?
No. She's never been in a crate. And we don't know what goes on down here. But
wow.
I probably gave her too many treats. It's probably my fault. But yeah, it was everywhere.
Wow.
And
it's such a tough thing to wake up to.
I gotta tell you, it really was.
It's a really tough thing to wake up to.
And I'm getting yells down like, I'm starving. And I'm like, you gotta give me a motherfucking second. And you know what's crazy too is like, my gag reflex is just dead now. I don't even think I'm gonna throw up. Like, I'm just like, this is my life now.
I know. I don't blink an eye at it.
You can't. This is a mother's work. That's true. I know. It's just mothers are, we can take it. We can take it. I don't want to take it. I can tell you that much. I don't want to, but we do. You know, to bathe a schnauzer at 7 a.m. is, you know, not for the faint of heart.
It's not for you to put her in the bath. It was that. You had to put her in the bath.
This is a gross podcast. People don't want to, they want to hear about Easter. They don't want to hear about this.
Sorry. No, I do appreciate hearing about this because I do feel like some of this stuff is unspoken. You know what I mean? Like that, you're right. Like that level of labor, you know, is unspoken. And it's like, this is that's what this a is lot us. Of us are dealing with. This is us. You know, and it is not cute and it's not pretty. And I have such collapse around those moments that I do appreciate, like, just hearing what others go through because it's really hard, you know.
Dan even said, like, what are you going to talk about this morning? And I go, why are you so nervous? He's like, because you're just in a bit of a state. I said, yeah, I was in a state, all right.
Stated, yeah. You were stated. And that's okay.
It's yeah. So anyway, that's why I really need to shift things to the Easter holidays. And also, I would love to be on the chain with Abby about like your swimwear.
Of course. And I would love you to consider coming. You know,
I would love to. You got to tell me those dates and let's see if what I can do.
It's next weekend. So I'm just going to tell you it's next weekend. Not this weekend. It's next weekend.
Okay,
mind around it.
Because my childhood best friend lived in Miami, in Coral Gables. And I would go down once a year like a snowbird to visit him. This was my New Hampshire best friend. And boy, oh boy, was his life something.
It's bonfires
on the beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where Miami is where, like, the bathing beauties of the 30s and the 40s would, like, line up, you know. Like, that was his pool, his, like, local pool where you'd pay $5 to go was where they used to have these swimwear competitions in the 50s.
Wow.
And it was made to look like a grotto.
Wow.
That's Miami.
That's Miami. And, you know, I'm going to spray tan, you know, myself.
Of course. Dark.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm getting every crevice. I'm getting all the nooks and crannies, you know. And then I'm going to head out. I'm really excited.
Got to bring those lashes. Bring those lashes.
Of course I'll bring those lashes. And I'm actually like considering just getting a glam squad person while I'm there before we go out. I am. I'm like, I'm sorry. I need this. I need this fun. And I need fun for the sake of fun.
That's it. That's the name of this game, my friend.
You know, with not even an occasion really to wrap this around. And obviously Pride Weekend is there and I'm so excited to go for that. But it's also like, it's also just to go, which feels outrageous and absolutely right.
Yeah. It's like, I've been like really getting throwing BB into all sorts of crazy activities. Lennon's daughter, who is her best friend and her are auditioned for Into the Woods, a production where... First, BB wanted them to play the baker and the baker's wife, the two of them. But then, you know what? I fucking love it. Well, first of all, her gunkle, she has two uncles who one of them works at Disneyland as Olaf. And come on. And so they've like raised her. You know, now they have two beautiful girls of their own. But she refused to let me coach her at all on the audition or help her learn it. And she said, turn away from me. Don't look at me. Don't sing. I don't want to see you smile. I don't want to. And so I said, we got to call in a professional. So Uncle Ryan got on with her. And I tell you, he didn't take no shit. He goes, stand up. He teaches at the Fame School. I forget the name of it. He's the musical theater teacher at the high school that I would love for Gus and BB and Sam to go. And Sydney, because it's a performing arts high school.
I love that. Yeah, I know someone who went there.
Stand up. She goes, what? My legs are tired. He goes, we don't pay to see somebody sit down and sing. Stand up. Wow. I want to hold the words. You don't need them. Let's sing. Let's clap it out.
You need an outside eye in your parenting because there's too much baggage. There's too much baggage.
This was Zoom school.
Yeah, I love this. Love this.
And she said, now what character? Okay, great. We got it. And she was giving him everything. Okay. You don't like You come correct with Uncle Ryan. You come correct. He was not
and
fucking
also,
around.
I like that there's an expectation of excellence.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. And so then now we're going to talk about what character are we mm-hmm. thinking we are in our mind? She goes, the dead cow. And then she was like, don't, I don't want to ever speak to about this to you, to me. And then the next morning, did I hear her up there going through her paces? She was like, let's run it again, Amma, again, again. Now I had to look at the wall. So then she auditioned and they said, now what parts would you like to play maybe? Because we have not so many boys. So a lot of the girls are going to have to play the boy parts. And she said, the wolf. And they said, whoa, whoa,
that's unexpected.
And then she said, how's your howl? And BB just went, oh! That's a great role, the wolf.
That's honestly, it's like, that's sometimes the role that's really going to destroy and kill on stage that people don't see on the page. That
and then you
really
can
smart.
Go and chill out for the rest of it. You're
Absolutely.
Not even on stage.
Very smart. Very smart. It's so funny because after you brought up on the Danny Pellegrino episode.
Oh, God, do I love
I started
them.
Thinking about all the fucking crazy shit I saw and witnessed in school and was told and all that jazz. And I, like, flashed to being in elementary school where there was a girl who had a solo that, of course, I wanted, but she was a ladybug. Yeah. Jessica, we were in third grade?
Yeah.
Fourth grade? Maybe.
Yeah.
And her song was like a super sultry kind of number.
Sexy
and
ladybug. I really didn't see that
she was
coming.
A sexy ladybug in a ladybug leotard. And she was draped across the piano.
Okay. If I had a draped nickel for how many girls were draped across pianos
and
in elementary school.
I look at that and I'm like, what the fuck was that? And of course, I was in the chorus and I was like, why can't I sing? Why didn't I get that? Like, I want to be draped across the piano in a ladybug leotard. But I look back on it now and I'm like, that was utterly insane. And an elderly man was like playing the piano as yeah. she was crooning. I'm just like, what? Who? How did that happen? How did that happen? That's really disturbing stuff.
Yeah, like, let BB be the predator for once. You know
for
what I mean?
For once. Like, let's flip the script.
And you know she's going to, like, be the predator to her best friend. Like, I don't know what. But anyway, we don't know if she got it, but fingers crossed. I mean, the wolf is a great part. Tiny little leather jacket. I mean, we watched the original Sondheim production. It's insane. It was insane.
I am so excited about that. Yeah. And that feels just right. And it is such a reminder. Like, there are times now, I am coaching Gus's soccer team right now. I
yes.
coach. So there yes. are times where it's like, I feel that my presence in a leadership position outside of just like being a parent is wanted. And then there's also times where it's like, it's time to call in a friend. It's time to call a friend.
We must know when to tap out.
And outsource this and bring in our village, you know, because they're coming in with just a different energy.
Yes. And I made Uncle Ryan seem so like much more of a taskmaster. He was, of course, he was like the love, like so happy and encouraging. Of course, I needed to make it sound funnier. And of course, he's the biggest deep diver. He's going to be like, it wasn't like that. Okay. It's for the story.
Yeah. Get over it. Like,
Uncle Ryan, it's for the story. This isn't the New York Times.
Yeah.
Okay. But she wanted to impress him. She wanted to make Uncle Ryan proud.
And that's it's just a different vibe and a different energy. And so many people in our lives have something to teach our children, you know? And one of the things that I love so much about, I mean, Paul thought I was literally losing my mind. And I have been, you know, anxious and depressed. So that's all true. But I was reading the coach's manual in bed, just weeping. Weeping, looking through a coach's manual.
Why?
Because I was almost hysterical.
Why? What about the manual?
The manual, what they outline in this soccer league and the way that they approach it.
Yeah.
Is beautiful. And the emphasis is on the child and the kids and their innate sense of competition.
Oh,
and
wow.
How, like, we actually don't need to emphasize that. We don't need to focus on winning because that's already there. And so what we focus on is progress. And what we focus on is fun.
Oh.
And play. And it's just beautiful. And you know, there is a lot in the manual about, like, how we encourage mistakes. That's don't shy away from them. Like, really try to check our own need for winning and for results. And, you know, there was just all this stuff about, like, I know some adults think, like, oh, if you don't emphasize competition and winning, and then how are you going to teach your kid that it's okay to, like, succeed and go after a goal? And it's actually like, they do know that.
That's what Michelle would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of being a human. You want to make sure you get enough nuts, you know, you got to fight for them sometimes.
Of course.
But you don't, as an adult, be like, that's all that matters. Also, that idea of doing your personal best. Like, look, you showed up in the beginning of the season. You didn't even know how to kick a ball. And look at you kicking it now.
That's right.
And I remember Ian Roberts, who founded the UCB. He had a class and he said, now, of course, you don't remember any of this because, God, did you take a half a class? And then you were on, you know, 8 p.m. on a Friday night.
Well, that's, you know, some of us had an easier time.
Okay. But Ian said, listen, like, and it was kind of a crazy way to say it, but it makes sense. He was like, you know, we all have the ability really to be as funny as we can be. Like, it's kind of humor is one of those things, right? You're born with it. Okay. And yes, your environment can encourage it, but there's a limit as to how much talent you have in the humor department, but you can make the most of what you have been given.
Yes.
And that's what we strive for, is to be as funny as we can be.
Well, and also, what I loved about the coaching manual, again, wept through it. There are tear stains because I printed it out and I put it in a binder. And there are several pages that are tear stained because there's also all this information, like, their whole philosophy is every kid plays. There's no, you start this one, every kid plays an equal amount of time. And they also don't do, which is the way I grew up learning soccer, like full field matches. They do like half side matches. So the field.
Yes, they can survive. So they can actually succeed. It's too hard to throw them on a gigantic field.
When you do that, which is how I learned, and I know I've talked about it before, but a lot of anxieties come up playing soccer and I felt very badly about myself. When you take that field and cut it and do sort of side matches, kids have multiple opportunities to succeed and fail and get their feet on the ball. And it is, they're constantly engaging and playing, as opposed to, like, I had maybe 10 seconds in the game out there and maybe it didn't go well. And now that's it. So everything, and they do that like for until the kids get much, much older. And now there are, like, many professional soccer players who've come out to say, like, this is how we should be teaching soccer to younger kids.
Wow.
Makes a lot more sense and it creates better players. So the focus on play time and game time, on, like, getting out there, that it's not about creating your starting lineup. It's not about who's going to score the goals. It's about the children's experience of playing the sport and recognizing that probably 99.9% of these children will not go on to play in high school or college or certainly professionally. So what then, right? Like, so what are we doing here? And it's such a it was just a beautiful framing.
I love that. Do you know a Pele? I don't know anyone playing professional soccer.
I do not.
Okay, like, yes, and I love that, and I love throwing these kids in all of these wild experiences, because I'm like, you know what? We've had to, because yesterday I was like, shit, she's going to go from like horseback riding at the Hanson Dam. And then I'm going to drive over and throw her into a musical theater class with her best friend. I'm like, that's too much. And I'm like, no, more is more is more, because they had 2 years of doing nothing.
Oh, and God, I know.
And let's make up for lost time. Of course, don't overschedule your kids. It's not, that's not what's happening. But let's throw, I threw her into gymnastics class. She's the tallest kid there. She fucking loved it. I'm like, great. She dropped her off at a gym knowing nobody today. I was like, see you at 3 o'clock.
Oh God, that's good. Yeah, Sam's in fairy camp. I don't even know what that is, you know, but
and
he's there.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And who cares?
Who cares? And I, you know, I totally agree. And I just, as we approach spring break and head into this time with our kids this week, and so many of us moms have children on spring break, maybe we're doing something, maybe they're home all day. If your family like ours, we have 2 weeks of spring break because that's they don't tough. Coordinate.
And that's real tough. That's a tough pill to swallow.
That caught me by surprise.
Oh, that's the other thing is a lot of times I felt guilt like, oh, it's spring break. Like I should be doing something. Nope. I said, here you go. We're going to drop you off at that gym. Bye.
Thank you.
Boy, bye. Because mommy has to work.
Thank you. Yes.
And I don't feel any guilt about it.
No, as you shouldn't. As you shouldn't.
Let's return to some of our parental, some of the way our parents did it. Throw them in a gym.
That, honestly, if that means putting on your TV and video games for the entire day.
Care.
For some of us, spring break caught us unawares. And unfortunately, Sam's spring break started on Friday of last week.
That's
which
insane.
Really
I don't need any breaks.
Us.
I don't need breaks.
I really woke up and had the lunch ready, had him ready to go. And I was like, oh my God. One of my girlfriends, I said, I'm coming to pick up your son. We're heading out. She said, there's no school today.
Oh!
That was such Why? A blow.
Every day is like a surprise party for me that I'm throwing myself because I don't know what's coming.
I don't know what's happening, Jessica. I don't know what's happening. You know, I don't have a handle on this. When you said it's April 17th today, I thought, okay, I feel like I've missed some time, but maybe it is. Maybe it is.
It's like you've been taken by an alien spaceship and probed and put down, and you don't know how long you
were gone. I don't have a handle on the goings on. Deep divers, we love you so much. Thank you for, honestly, just for listening and being a part of this lovely community. It's just been so special.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to start a little part of the podcast from now on where I share some, because I'm getting so many tips left and right. And, you know, I can't post them on Pinterest, but I can write them down and share them with you because you guys have such great ideas. Please head over and give us a review and a rating. Let's keep it positive, of course, because just know that every so often, good old Jessica St. Clair is going to feel insecure about herself and take a scroll through. So if you have a constructive comment, you know
Jessica.
What? I'm not welcome. It's not welcome to me. Let's keep it. It's KIP.
We should have spent some more time on this, Jessica. Because
no, I don't want to, but obviously I brought it up at the very last minute. But listen, we have 4
That's like
billion.
What I used to do in therapy where I talk about nothing and sleep for most of the time. And then with 2 minutes left, I would drop something that was like life shattering, you know?
Yeah.
And then I would hear like, well, and now our time is up. So I understand why you've brought it up now. I really do. But yeah, you know, obviously we are HSPs, which means we are incredibly sensitive. And I know there's always going to be horrible. Jessica, the internet's going to be its best internet at all times. And there's no stopping that.
No,
there's
and
no
what is
stopping that?
That. And
so
why
then
are
the choices ours. Do we care to look at that? Are we seeking that out? And what I said to Jessica this weekend is, I would really hope that my children did not go seek out harmful comments about themselves.
I would lose it if I found BB scrolling. And you know what's interesting? It hits you in these, you don't even know you're feeling insecure because it's the insecurity that drives you to look. because if you weren't feeling your best, you wouldn't go scrolling through.
Well, and I've done the same, Jessica. By the way, I've done the same. But I think I told you I had like the experience that haunted me and that I'm glad I had early on really stopped me and changed my like view on this. Because early on, I was searching for this video from Flight of the Conchords for my reel or something. Mm-hmm. And I find it on YouTube, a like clip of what I had done.
Yes.
Now, I didn't even know at that point YouTube had comments. So I look down and I see, oh, because it was me and Eliza Coop.
I remember this. You were so beautiful. You were a French woman in it.
Well, we were
French women. I was so jealous. Beautiful. I was so jealous.
Okay, well, wait for this. So I then go on and I see this one comment, which is like, says something like, which one is hotter, the blonde or the brunette? Now, I was brunette at this time. And I see my eyes fall upon about, like, I want to say 1,000. I'm not kidding you. I had so many comments. 1,000 people say blonde, definitely blonde, absolutely.
And your stomach's
blonde,
like falling out. I mean, I'm seriously
just
like
on scrolling, and I was like, oh my God.
It's like the 100% ring.
Blonde,
it's
which was just video. Her. Blonde.
I wish the brunette was dead.
It's like, can we get that other one out of there?
I wish I could gouge my eyes out because I just see that brunette on my screen.
I fucking hate her. And I was so shocked because I wasn't even like looking for that. You knew that was like something that happened to me. And I was like, oh my God, it was gutting. It was gutting. And the saddest part is, like, I won't even say the saddest part. I did look fucking great.
Oh, I remember.
But it was just like, oh, June, you're not going to be for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know? Now, I'm sure a lot of you are wondering, did I start dyeing my hair blonde almost immediately after this event?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. So that's my shame. You know, and that's my story.
It was the right move, though.
Would you say?
The blonde was a great move.
Yeah, did I do that? Yeah, I did. We're not perfect. We're vulnerable and we can get hurt. But it really taught me something about seeking out harm. Harm comes to us, first of all, no matter fucking what. But do we want to go seek it out?
No, and I have been really disciplined about it. And actually, I would also like to say, like, all of those positive reviews, because I'm scrolling and it's like, there's 2,800 of the most beautiful reviews I've ever seen. There's maybe three. But what sometimes happens is they hit upon something you're already feeling insecure about your personality.
I'm also not willing to dehumanize myself.
No.
No. No fucking way. Because my first responsibility is to me. Honestly, before my kids, before everyone else.
That's really beautiful, June. And also, not to bring it back to the boudoir photos, but it's like, we don't have to be perfect.
No.
Because sometimes these comments will go like, well, maybe I did do that. This one had said I interrupt too much. And you know what? God damn it, have I been told that 1 billion times by every single person in my life. The thing is, I get so excited.
Just.
That I want to like, you know?
I know, but I already told you via text, like, you don't have to worry about that with me.
Well, I always am like, I trust that my best friends will always tell me if they need me to know something, they will know that I will receive it because I do receive criticism. I do from the people that I love.
You do.
But we don't need to perfect ourselves. For other people, can you imagine if you tried to perfect yourself for these random strangers? Literally, when I tell you there are maybe three comments out of 3,000.
I mean, like,
but I there's never been more love in the world, and so I just want to have all the deep divers to know.
Kristen Wiig told me something, and I'll never fucking forget it, which was if you believe the good reviews about your performance, then you must believe the bad. So at a certain point, we do need to function from our own sense. It's not about like not being willing to hear feedback and not being willing to hear critique. I am, and I think you are too.
Yeah.
But it's also about honoring one's sense of self, you know, and functioning from a place that is porous and that we can hear and listen and think through things, but also not say that my own sense of self is based on everyone else's opinion.
Because that's the spiritual journey and the lesson and the fight, because we're all living out loud here. And I don't care if you're in the public eye, like for your job, or you're on Instagram simply posting your life, but you have to remember, like,
What is that Brené Brown quote about, like, if you're not in the arena getting your ass kicked out there fucking day, then I do not care about your opinion on this matter.
That's right.
Now, that's probably not the quote, but it's something.
I think Theodore
like
Roosevelt
that.
Said it.
Okay.
It's great. Like, that's the bravery, is basically like you have to be in the, yeah.
Gotta be in the fight.
You gotta be in the fight.
I love you so much, Jess.
I love you too, buddy.
And I always feel better after talking to you. And Deep Divers, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep. Let's go on the deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica going deep. How deep can you go? Oh. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free one-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support the show is to rate and review.
And a huge thank you to Ann Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnnGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more.
We'll see you next time.